I was actually bicycling on Market Street. I was not participating in civil disobedience. I was not protesting. I was actually doing photography and observing the group. About 200 people were walking along Market Street. I was biking in the street. And then at Larkin and Hayes, there was a police barricade placed up. So everybody had to go down Hayes Street. There was no legal other choice. As we got down the block, the police put a barricade down on Hayes Street. And as pedestrians crowded further onto the sidewalk, the police put a barricade behind us. And then they went through and systematically arrested every single person there, including people who asked to leave. There was no order to disperse. And everyone was taken off to Pier 27. In my particular case, I was kept there. This arrest occurred at about 6 p.m. I was kept at the pier until approximately 1 a.m. Because I had been arrested the day before and never cited or charged with anything, I was labeled a repeat offender. I was then carted off to city jail. I was left in city jail and processed, booked, had my mugshots taken. I was there until 5 in the morning. I was then thrown into jail, done processed, placed into jail. I was there until about 7 p.m. next day when I was actually able to post a $600 bond. It was at that point that I realized what the charge was against me, which was stepping off the sidewalk. And considering the fact that I was on a bicycle, that seems a very unlikely charge. I appreciate the difficult and unprecedented times we're in. And I also respect the immense challenge of mass arrests, of mass acts of civil disobedience on the San Francisco police and its citizens. But the San Francisco police has a duty to enforce laws and protect our citizens. But it is not within their right to violate civil rights of citizens by arresting legal protesters and bystanders. While launching a preemptive strike of arrests may indeed curtail future acts of civil disobedience, such tactics violate law and infringe on people's freedom of speech. And in my last couple seconds here, I'd just like to quote Supervisor Hall and say, this is why we have laws, so the individuals, regardless of who they are and what they present, can be preserved and protected, allowing their opinions to be heard.